Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Real Estate Group from Cleveland, Ohio, coming at you today. Today we're talking about marketing your commercial listings, and you know, we're going through trying to fill up retail spaces and office spaces around the Cleveland market. Some of them are a little higher profile because we're directly contracted with the city of Cleveland. So, you know, everything we do is under the spotlight as far as getting these spaces leased as quickly as possible to the best tenants. So how do we do that? So and let's step back a little bit. When you take a listing to lease a property as a commercial broker, you know, it's a little bit different than residential because, you know, you're for residential, at least now in today's market, you can just put it on the MLS, the multiple listing service, and that'll get picked up by, you know, all the major websites that show available properties. And because the demand is so high, you really don't need to go anywhere else to market your properties. But for commercial, it's a little bit different. There is a multiple listing service for commercial, and then there's also brokerage listings through CoStar, LoopNet, Crexy, Catalyst. What else is out there? There's probably a couple others, but CoStar, LoopNet is the biggest one. But even then, I mean, 90% of the brokers are on CoStar, LoopNet, so that's going to get to the brokers. But sometimes people are not represented by brokers, and a lot of our retail properties, the small businesses that are going to be interested in these spaces aren't represented by a broker, so they're going to try to come to you directly. So you basically have to market directly to that small business owner to get them to look at your space and for you to get it leased out. So how do you do that? Well, I mean, it's content like this, getting out the word of what we do, and hopefully small business owners and owners of retail plazas will find us and utilize our services so that they can place their small business. But beyond that, you really have to network. And we did a series of videos last time recently that talked about networking. And so you basically have to go into your network, utilize your relationships to get connected to small business owners who are looking for space. So the first one we look to are economic development directors in each of the cities or municipalities that we work in, because those are the people that help small businesses get started in that community. And they have an incentive to get more businesses into their community, because then that increases their tax base, and obviously it increases services, increases home values, because people want to live there because there's more services in that area. So it's very essential that you build good relationships with the economic development director, the building department in each of the cities and markets that you're working in, because they will connect you with possible tenants. Because tenants are going through, or small businesses are going through, asking the economic development director what they need to do to get into their city, and do they know of any spaces available. So we did get a direct referral from one economic development director in Parma, Ohio. That's how we placed our Caribbean food service operator in one of our retail spaces. And for the most part, those tenants are actually better, because they already know and are a little bit more savvy than your startup business that has never done it before, that they know they need to go to the economic development director, because they're going to have to explain the permitting process, occupancy process, and inspections that are needed in order to open their business. So those tenants tend to seem to be a little more experienced, a little more savvy. So economic development directors are people that you need to get to know and build relationships with. The second is small business associations. So they're helping startup businesses get funding and guide them. And, you know, hopefully you can prove to be a resource for them So that, you know, when a small business who's ready to find a retail space or office space or whatever space they're looking for, they will refer you to that. You'll get referrals from them so that you can help this small business find space. So small business associations, commercial lenders, so banks that lend to small businesses are great places to get connected to small businesses. If they're getting loans, then that means that they've gone through the process of vetting their business plan and their financials and all of that good stuff. So those referrals seem to be better because the banks have vetted these individuals, and if they're going to get a loan, then you know that they're probably able and will have the funding to get a space for their small business. So far we've had economic development directors, small business associations, and commercial lenders. Third would be the community development corporations in each of, and some places don't have these organizations, but basically in Cleveland, each major neighborhood in the city of Cleveland has a community development corporation. So they are the organization that is responsible to make sure that that neighborhood attracts businesses and also helps code enforcement and basically advancing the neighborhood in all aspects. But the biggest aspect is getting businesses to come to that neighborhood. So they'll have resources through the city and through other partnerships with small business association, mentorship and education and things like that. So the CDC, we'll call them, are great referrals because those, a lot of times, small businesses know to go to the CDC. The economic development director, or they may have an economic development director, but for the most part, there's somebody in that office that's responsible for the small business development in that particular neighborhood. So CDCs in Cleveland are great. Chamber of Commerce in the different areas of your market are also great places for existing businesses, and maybe even some other businesses that are starting up to get referrals from, but mostly existing businesses. So the theme is you're trying to find where the small business owner or operator is going to. And so anything that you can think of where these people are going to, which I just mentioned, small business association, organization, CDCs, chamber of commerce, sometimes you can meet business owners going to educational seminars. So find out who the gurus are out there. Like, for example, Gary Vaynerchuk is a national figure, and they're having a small business conference in, I believe, Minnesota in April or May. So, you know, that's where many people who are starting up their businesses or current small businesses looking to scale up and expand, they go to these conferences. So you may want to go to these conferences as well. So educational seminars that are geared towards the small business owner. So those are a few things. You can't just rely on listing your property on a multiple listing service or a brokerage listing database in order to market your properties. You gotta really push it, because sometimes people aren't looking at those brokerage databases. They would rather get a referral from somebody they know and trust, and hopefully you'll be that person that they know and trust. With that, if you would like to get a hold of us, you can call or text me directly, 440-941-3692, or you can DM us through where you found this where you found this video, and we'll be happy to talk with you and help in any way we can.